I've seen them.
Yeah. What other kind of, do you ever, bait do you use?
I use them worms. That's what I like, baits.
Yeah. Any different kinds of worms? You got that big, red, lively kind?
Yeah, you get them big and look like snakes. I have to carry a rag because I'm scared of them. I have to carry a rag, put them on my hook. I bite them. Them things, I believe them things snakes.
Big old fat, what color?
Just like a bait, but just like a snake. I believe a snake. And one of them is down that big and bait.
Mm-hmm.
He stay right there, a friend of mine. Everyone she dig up, she knock him in the head, throwing him. She asked the woman, said, come here. Said, the woman know this bait, you know. She know it, but me and her didn't know it. She said, come here. I said, look here. The woman had her throwing him in there. So this woman went up north last year and come back, and she went to her son's house.
Mm-hmm.
And they had him, and they told her this night crow. And she come back and just telling about the woman had her. The woman knows what the world, you know.
Yeah.
Had her knocking them in the head, throwing them over in the pond, you know. They do look like snakes. And she, the woman told us that one little boy was fishing. And said, the little boy was fishing, said, one bit him and said to the snake and said he died. And that was scary, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she get him up, then them big old night crawlers, she knock him in the head and take a horse, throw him in the pond, you know. And so when she come back, she told the woman about it. I said, Mayrat knows what that was, because Mayrat know everything. She know everything in the woods. She know. She know every root in the woods.
Every
root in the woods, she know.
From a tree?
From a tree, any snake root, she know. Yellow root, she know every root in the woods.
Is that so?
Sure she know it. She know everything. And she had that woman throwing them things in there, you know. And she putting her in a cup. She know what they move. I didn't know though. Me and Norman didn't know. I said, true, cause I ain't been long start speaking.
Mm-hmm.
See, I just start speaking since I've been sick.
Yeah.
Cause see, I was wicked. And I didn't know what the word meant. I thought this snake, but still I carry rags.
Yeah.
I buy them from down there on Mr. Brooklyn. But I carry a rag down there and get him out, you know, and put him in that rag and put him on my hook cause the show looked like snakes.
What's the best time of day to go fishing?
In the morning, they say. They say that's the time you're fishing, late in the evening.
Uh-huh.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
But when I go, I stay all day.
Right.
I just fish it. Whether I get a bite or no, I just sit there.
Yeah.
Till I get ready to come back.
Right. Well, that's not bad.
No, I just sit there till I get ready to come back. And them folks be running there, which we won't stay that long enough to let the fishers know the hook in the water. And when they get ready to come out, I was stranging, they don't have none. Just running everywhere, so they can't get a bite, you know. I just sit right in one place. When I go, I see that till something comes. When they come, I catch them and go on. They come back. And then I said, well, you have to stay in one place. He said, I stayed there long enough, wasn't nothing there. And I left.
Now, when your husband was alive, he'd call you what?
Lynn.
Well. A woman would say, she'd call her husband her, the what?
My husband.
Okay. And he called you?
His wife.
All right. I heard people say the mister or the old man or the old lady, something like that.
Yeah, I hear them say that too. But he just called me Leonard by my name.
Yeah. Well, now that your husband is dead, they say you're a what?
Widow.
Widow. When a woman, say long time ago, when a woman's husband had just left her, what would they say? Call her.
They, I don't know.
What, grass widow?
I think so. Or something. You just live.
Yeah.